Translation: by the service of the absolute truth, even a few days, a devotee attained firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material world. Purport by His Divine Grace is Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Serving the absolute truth means rendering service unto the absolute personality of Godhead under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master who is transparent via medium between the Lord and the neophyte devotees. The neophyte devotee has no ability to approach the absolute personality of Godhead by the strength of his present imperfect material senses. And therefore, under the direction of the spiritual master, he is trained in transcendental service of the Lord. And by such training, even for some days, the neophyte devotees get intelligent in such transcendental service, which lead him ultimately to get free from perpetual inhabitation in the material worlds and to be promoted to the transcendental world to become one of the liberated associates of the Lord in the kingdom of God. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pastachari Sitarini Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda O Magyanam Tirimandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Vainava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Banchakalpa Tirubhyasya Kipasindu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lakshmana Namah Shri Shri Gonitai Ki Jai. So, before I start, I always request and please bless me so I can say a few words and serve. This is also devotional service. And this devotional service is very powerful. And I request devotee to please be patient. And it's quite a lot to cover today, but I'll try my best. And for me, when I read this, when we're going through the life of Narad Muni and Shri Vyasadeva. And Narad Muni, he started doing his journey of his life. When he was a boy, he described his mother, his background, where he come from. I think we're repeating again. The reason I'm saying that is just because while I was reading this, he was telling his life story, where he come from. He was not qualified. He come from a Sudra background. And his only silver lining, I have to say, is just he was serving his mother and himself, was hearing and serving from the Bhaktivedantas. And then I was thinking, how does this affect, we came to Krishna consciousness, not by chance. All of us has a journey, we all have different journey in our life. And who is this who is that person who was instrumental in our life, who brought us to Krishna consciousness? And I was meditating quite a lot of this because we tend to forget who is that person who helped us on our journey. And I remember Gauranga Prabhu a few days was giving class and he was talking about this, that we shouldn't always be grateful to that person who has helped us. And the person who is best helping us is to bring us to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. I'm sure many of you have many different journey. So Prabhupada books, so friend, who will come to the temple, drag you together, or your parents who are devotees, you resist for a while, but somehow you take up to Krishna consciousness. Or you take some prasad, so many different. If we go with a microphone around, you will see it's a vast Maybe we can take a few. Anybody would like to share their how they come to Krishna consciousness? Who is that instrumental person in their life? Anybody would like to share? One person? Yeah, Prabhu's here.
Hare Krishna. Just to say quickly, I don't really know who it is. I'd guess it's Paramatma. But I got some books when I was about 11. And then I had them, and then over the years I gradually made sense of it, and finally I met the devotees.
Oh, that's amazing. Anybody else on the girl's side would like to share? One person? Everybody has a different journey, and when we hear about it, it's very purifying, actually.
Yeah, so for me it was simply the person I married to, that person brought me to the temple. Oh. Not to Krishna consciousness, but to the temple and to the devotees in the association of devotees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anybody else?
Mm. Hare Krishna. Yes, for me it was actually Jayadev Prabhu. He came to Poland, and I went to the temple there to meet him, and he introduced me to Mahamantra. He was like the inspiration for me, and he told me how to chant, how to regularly start coming to the temple. So I'm really, really grateful to him for that.
That's amazing. I can tell you very quickly mine. My brother is a college professor, and that was in 1977. And in that school they were doing Hinduism. And Krishna consciousness was nothing in Mauritius. It was just Prabhupada came to visit in our small country in 75. Twice, and he left a few devotees in Mauritius. And what happened is this rich person has a very big building. He was living downstairs, and one floor he gave to the devotees, this Prabhupada disciple called Shiniketan. He was a brahmachari from Switzerland. And my brother and they took, you know, make it short, my brother and three other teachers, they took about 15 students, and that's where Back to Godhead, a magazine. That's how they got connected. And my brother and my two other brothers met my sister. I didn't go. Somehow I resisted. I didn't go that day. And what happened is when that day they didn't have Sunday feast. When somebody comes to the door, then you'll start in cooking. But my brother was so impressed that these Westerners, he knows Vedic literature, he knows Bhagavad Gita. He knows the conscious of the culture of how to behave, it was pure vegetarian. My brother was so impressed. I remember he came home, we were not vegetarian at that time. He told my mother, I'm taking shower, I'm changing my clothes, from tomorrow no meat, fish or eggs. And the next few days he got all Prabhupada's book, all of Prabhupada's book. He's the one who started his Krishna consciousness, you know. And I was just thinking, how Srila Prabhupada's book is so potent. Even, you know, in the early days, there was hardly anyone. Just one Back to Godhead made such impact in my family itself. I don't consider myself a devotee, but I'm trying to be one. My brother, he's very active in Mauritius. He's managing the temple. And I have one other sister who's a devotee. Just through this one Back to Godhead. And just make you understand the power of Prabhupada always. You know, he talk about, you know, Harinam is good, but book distribution is the most important. It will be a time in someone's life that they will pick that book and somebody else will become a devotee. And somebody gave a book and Back to Godhead, somehow it affected the whole island in Mauritius, you know. And coming back to this verse, I like to go to the basic. Somehow that we can speak very high philosophy. And Prabhupada has given us a formula for us, all of us, to advance in our Krishna consciousness. And that formula is the very first thing we do. Because in this verse here, in the purport, Prabhupada talk about a neophyte cannot approach the Lord directly. A neophyte has to have a spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master. And the spiritual master is between Krishna and him. and the spiritual master is able to direct his disciple. And that's exactly what Srila Prabhupada did when he went to America. He saw all these hippies which have very bad, you know, habits. They were not clean, they were taking drugs. But Srila Prabhupada has a vision. He saw the sincerity in them. And because of that, he gave them love, he loved them, care, attention, and he took them as, you know, under his wings. And he made them pure devotee, you know, eligible to get the Lord's mercy. So I feel that every morning we sing the samsara prayers, and that is anybody who is the author of samsara prayers that we sing every morning? Who is the author of that? Who wrote that beautiful... I know you know that. And I thought if I pass it out, if we can just read the translation of the 8 verse, and everybody take one, and then this just says everything about the spiritual master in this, you know? You have the microphone? She's dead? It's okay, we just read Prabhu. Yeah, just a translation.
The spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud falls water on the forest fire to extinguish it, so the spiritual master delivers the materially afflicted world by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my respectful obeisances and will always speak with such a spiritual master who is an ocean of auspicious qualities.
So this is, you know, we sing this prayers every day. Anybody knows the translation, or when they sing this beautiful, do they look and, you know, try to, to understand what we are singing every morning? I'm going basic here. I think basic is very important for us. We have new devotees who just arrived. And every morning we sing the Guru, pranam for Guru Vandana. So who is the author of this? You know the answer. Who is the author of Guru Vandana? Yeah, very good. And I think it's very important that we sing, we say these prayers every morning. We shouldn't be like parrots, you know. Every morning we sing and then we say the prayers afterwards. There is so much meaning in these prayers. You know, the spiritual master, the one who gives us transcendental knowledge. He opens our darkened eyes and fills our heart with that transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master, here, it is said it has to be a bona fide spiritual master. A bona fide spiritual master is one who is coming in the line of disciplic succession. And he's not a self-made spiritual master. I live in India for so long. Every day you'll meet someone, we don't need, you know, I usually ask them, which parampara do you come from? No, we don't have that. So we're very fortunate that we didn't come in a cheating religion. We're very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada, in this purport, Prabhupada talk about, where am I here? Yeah. We should a devotee attain firm and fixed intelligence in me. And in Krishna Srila Prabhupada, he was so fixed in one instruction of his spiritual master. If you have money, print books too, and preach in the outside world. And Srila Prabhupada has this instruction through his whole life. And he was so fixed and determined that he has to carry that instruction of his spiritual master. See, we don't have to go very far to understand. We just look at the life of Srila Prabhupada and take inspiration from his life. And we can also carry this mission forward for Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada in different purport said that his spiritual master is one who can deliver disciple from birth and death. And in Alilila, in the first chapter of spiritual masters, there is so many description of the spiritual master. And in one, it's explained that there's two types of spiritual master. The one who's initiating and then one who is, you know, you can have one initiated spiritual master, but you can have many, diksha, a siksha, you know, siksha who can give you instructive in spiritual master. But he also, Prabhupada in that purport said that the two spiritual master is equal. They're both manifestation of the Lord. But one has a special duty, he initiates you, but they both have the same duty, is to help the conditioned soul, you know, cross over this material world. That both have the same, they're equal, but they, you know, they help, they have the same function to help the conditioned soul cross over this material world. And I have a letter here by Srila Prabhupada. It's a nice letter by Srila Prabhupada. I don't have the date, but he writes, it's a beautiful, and it applies to us in our daily function, in our daily spiritual journey together as Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, although there may be some difficulties with our society, these things are not important. What is important that we should simply fix our mind on Krishna's lotus feet. This is his instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava magbhakta. We associate with one another so that we can assist each other in hearing and chanting about Krishna. This is the purpose of our society, to assist each other in hearing and chanting about Krishna. This you will not find in the materialistic society where hearing and chanting is concerned with sense gratification. So our desire is Krishna, and we want to go back home, back to Godhead, where Krishna lives eternally. So you simply follow my instructions as I have given them to you, and surely your life will be a success. Srila Prabhupada has already given us a formula what we should do, how we should start our morning. First of all, we pray to the spiritual prayers to the spiritual master. Then we sit together, we chant together. This is so important and so potent in our spiritual journey. That's what will give us the determination and will fix us on the path of devotional service. Nothing else will. And in this letter, Prabhupada is giving, you know, Srila Prabhupada is giving us all the process, how we can attain Krishna as well, as here in this verse. And I feel it is so important that we should encourage each other. And I say I'm basic. I'm someone like, I'm very, everything comes, you know, I speak from my heart. And I also feel that we should always, you know, whoever comes to this place, whoever comes to our door, we should always be nice, kind, and personal. Because I'm going to tell you, I met Mariela. She's here. She's one girl from Brazil. Initially, she joined the woofers. She came to the woofers. And by Krishna's grace, by the devotee's grace, she got a firm taste in Krishna consciousness. That she left the woofers, now she's a bhaktin. She is doing the bhaktin program. And we used to come for Mangalati, and she was crossing the field in the dark, coming for Mangalati. She could be sleeping, you know, but she has the taste in Krishna inspired, Paramatma inspired her from within to come and take shelter of the devotees and Krishna. And the reward, I asked her yesterday, I said, what was it that made you come for prasad? What was it that attracted you to Krishna consciousness? The first thing she told me, the devotee was very nice to her. And I thought, this is so amazing that this one simple act of a devotee can change a heart of someone who didn't even come to look for spirituality. This person just come, you know, usually woofers travel from farm to farm. They travel the world like this. It's a cheap way to do it, isn't it? It's a very cheap way to do it. But somehow Krishna has a plan for Mayala. And Krishna tricked her to now she's doing the Bhakti program. And I find this is the process of devotion service is so potent. You know, I have so many, I kind of do lots of warm work, but when I come here, it's always, I never follow what I write down here. It's always, you know, somehow the Krishna take me in another direction. But I have to say devotional service is very potent. In chapter 12, Krishna speak about devotional service. And devotional service is very important for our daily, you know. It's not just if we're on the altar, we perform devotional service. Our, you know, starting the day we come together, we chant together. This is performing devotional service. We helping each other in our journey is devotional service. We, you know, I look up Prayojana Prabhu. He always inspire me, you know. He's cleaning the toilet, not just for the devotees, for the whole public. You know, I remember when I first joined, we were given the cleaning of the toilet, and we didn't like it so much. But that time we were cleaning it for each other. We were like, for the devotees, what you speak of the whole public that come to our temple. And Prayojana Prabhu daily, he's like focused and doing the service. It's incredible. Krishna will never forget your dedication, whatever small you're doing for Krishna. Krishna will never forget your dedication. And I was thinking about this girl from Brazil. He's walking through the dark, through the field, to get here from Mangalati. His spirit, you know, her spiritual bank balance will be increasing daily because she has made that transformation and to come here and to take shelter of Krishna and his devotees. And please be kind to her and help on her journey, you know, like, we can help each other on our journey. Because, you know, there's lots of people outside, but for us, we have only each other, you know. And I also want to, there's something else I want to... And in Canto 3, text 25, Lord Kapila himself was instructing his mother on the path of devotion and service. And he said, cultivating knowledge is very gradual on this process. But one, if one have faith, Krishna as Paramatma within one's heart will direct our devotees. We all have, you know, we all have so many, in devotee life you'll see in Mahabharata, the Pandavas were pure devotee of the Lord. Haridasa was a pure devotee of the Lord. There's so many calamities happen to this devotee's life. But they have a fixed, firm faith in the Lord, and they never deviate from that. I know for myself, it's personal experience. You know, last year was a really difficult year. Having major heart surgery was not easy. Just to chant was very difficult, I have to say. You know, it was very, very taxing. It was very hard, very difficult. But by the Lord's mercy, devotee was very kind to me. All the devotee was there to help. In the life of Narad Muni, you see, all the Bhaktivedanta were very kind to him, and they were very. He attained perfection by serving his Bhaktivedantas. We can also achieve that perfection by serving Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, by serving our own guru, who is representative of Srila Prabhupada, and the whole parampara. We can also achieve this perfection in our life. We just have to be, you know, fixed and firm in intelligence, and don't let anything, you know, bash you and, you know, I'm trying to find the word. To take you away from Krishna. So be very careful. This Bhakti Lata Beach is very delicate, and you have to water it nicely. If you have a little plant, if you put too much water, you kill it. If you don't put, you kill it. So you have to be a perfect, very expert gardener to protect this Bhakti Lata Beach. How to, you know, regularly uproot the weeds. I remember when I was a teacher in Vrindavan, we had a board in the ashram for the boys. And what was it? It was a devotional creeper. You know, every boy has a different devotional kripa. We have different leaves, tulsi leaf that we painted. So every day the boys will, depends what, you know, the different activity, if they're good in the study, they're good in their devotional, they're chanting nicely, they're behaving nicely. So they have one leaves, you know. We used to put the leaves, so at the end of the week, you'll see who has progressed the most. And the other boys get very excited, you know. Oh, my God, how did I not get, you know, on top? So like this, in Devotees Association, we don't have competition. But we have the ability to help each other and on our journey. And he and Narad Muni, he's telling this life story to Vyasadeva. Why he's doing that? Why he has to tell a life story? For us to get an insight of how he also has to struggle. As a boy, his mother left and he has no other home but to, you know, serve the Bhaktivedantas and make his journey accordingly. And further down, and you can see, you know, the Lord, with his meditation, the Lord appear on the lotus, you know, lotus on his heart. But at the same time, the Lord disappears well. And that, why did the Lord do that? For him to hanker more, to, you know, service in separation at the highest, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. So we also have a big task ahead of us. But, you know, together, we can do it together, and, you know, and today is the appearance day of Sita Thakurani. I'll just close here. That's okay with you? Because, you know, we have to speak on this as well. Today is the appearance day of Sita Thakurani. Sita Thakurani is a consort of Sri Advaita Acharya, who appears, is Mahavishnu, who appears in 500 years ago. And it is said that Sita Thakurani is to be worshipped just as much as Sachimata here. As the mother of the universe, she is the eternal wife of Sri Advaita Acharya. She was the daughter of Sri Nrisimha Bhadari. She was married to Sri Advaita Acharya in Polya Nagar. Yes, she. She was the daughter of Sri Nrisimha Bhadari. She was married to Sri Advaita Acharya in Pulya Nagar. After the wedding, Advaita Acharya went to Nadia to live in Shantipur. Sita Thakurani was always absorbed in Vatsalya Ras, prema for Sri Gauranga Sundar, and out of parental concern, used to instruct Jagannath Mishra on how to care for the boy, for Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj has described the birth celebration at the house of Jagannath Mishra. Upon the advent of the Lord, giving special attention to position of Sita Thakurani, Advaita Acharya's wife, worshipable by the three worlds, was Sita Thakurani. Taking the Acharya's order on her head, she had come to take at this new child, the jewel of jewel, and offer him present. According to Godakdis Deepika, Sita Thakurani is Yoga Maya. And she's also in Gora Lila, she was Chandravali. No, she's Yoga Maya. And she was Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni, grandmother of Madhu Mangal, and Nandamukhi, a disciple of Narada Muni. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Lila, in the 13th chapter, bear with me. And within the 13th chapter, it's described when the Lord make his appearance, Sita Thakurani, she prepared a lot of, gift for Lord Chaitanya. She also put a lion in gold to take to the house of Lord Chaitanya. It is explained that Sita Thakurani, she didn't just walk to to the place of Lord Chaitanya. In those days, in the purple, Srila Prabhupada explained that in those days, the lady, especially coming from the high caste, they used to travel by palanquin, holding, you know, four men holding, and then used to be cloth covered, and that's how they were protected and was taken there. Arriving there, Sita Thakurani, she gave Lord Chaitanya many gifts, and she also presented Lord Chaitanya with a lion teeth in her gold necklaces. Actually, I have the good fortune to dress Srisri Radha Gokulananda, and he also wear a teeth with a golden necklaces. This is one of the many necklaces Radha Gokulananda wear under his kurta. So it is, you know. And also Titakarani was instrumental because she's the one, because prior to that, Sachimata had 8 daughters. On birth, they all passed away. And then she had Vishwarup. So this boy, Lord Chaitanya, was so beautiful. It was just Lord. Then Sita Thakurani, she realized that she gave the name to. She was the one who named Lord Chaitanya Nimai, because Lord Chaitanya was born under a neem tree. And the reason she did that because neem has a very Ayurvedic propensities. And also, who Prabhupada explained in the purport that there's the 2 Buddhas, the ghost goblin of Lord Shiva. They wander around, and the neem tree is protected from all this. You'll see in India, many people has neem tree in front of their house. This has medicinal propensities, and also has protect you from all the bad influence. So because of that, Sita Thakurani, she named Lord Chaitanya Nimai to protect him. So on this most auspicious day of great Vaishnavis, great personalities, we should always pray for their blessings. And during, you know, why we need blessing? Exactly for us to continue on our spiritual journey. Because we don't have any guarantee that we're going to make it to the next day or to the next minute. So we have to be very, very serious in our spiritual life. Not to take it very, not to make it, you know, sometimes we can be a little bit complacent, you know, it happens. But I remember one devotee, somebody asked him, when you chant the Maha Mantra, what do you pray? How do you pray when you chant? He said, "There is when I chant the Maha Mantra, I'm thinking this is my last Maha Mantra I'm saying. I might not be another chance to say the next one." So by doing that, we become very conscious of how we are chanting, how we are, you know, approaching Krishna with love and care and attention. So this is what I can offer you today. And I did a lot of research, but somehow, when I sit here, everything disappears. And Krishna teach you a good lesson. And from him come remembrance and forgetfulness and remembrance. So I hope, you know, this we can learn from all this Bhagavatam sloka and apply it in our life. I think hearing is very important, Shravanam Kirtanam. When you hear something, and we should make a note, you know, and how can I remember, I can share something with you. When we were new devotees, one thing we had I was very fortunate, we have many different Prabhupada disciples came to be our temple president. And one of them actually it was Mahatma Prabhu, he was our temple president. And he was telling that we should every day write the one realization, every single day. Enter in your book, in your notebook, wherever it is, what inspired you today? What was one thing that inspire you? What is not only inspire you, but what was it that also not inspire you. Whatever it is, write it down in a book. And the devotee used to write every single day in the notebook. And used to sit around during prasadam time and used to share that realization, you know, and even somebody who's giving class, or just so many things can happen about your devotional service, going out of books. There's so many realizations you can share. How Krishna is reciprocate with you. There's so much going on. Sometimes we forget the basics. We run towards something. I think if you have I find myself, because I was so fortunate to have such nice devotee who's taking good care of us. You know, the solid foundation is very important. You know, I've been watching this Haveli building. That foundation is amazing. You know, I was like, when is it coming up? It's just for months and months and months. The building, they put more cement and more and more and more. And then I was realizing, you know, the foundation, a strong foundation in your spiritual life. Whatever tornado will come, tsunami will come, because Krishna will flick you left, right, center. Honestly, it happened to me, I know. So many different, you know, experiences, disappointments. But if you fix, I don't say I'm fixed, but the foundation is fixed. And somehow that you can survive all this. And you pick yourself up and stand up again, pick your bead bag and start chanting again. And, you know, be humble about it. I think the most important, you know, part for a Vaishnava is humility. Without humility, you cannot be a servant of your spiritual master. You cannot be a servant of Krishna, for sure. You cannot be a servant of the Vaishnava. And this is so important to humility is so important in our life. It's a decoration, In the material world, you say you're servant, they'll think you're cleaning someone's house, someone's toilet. But in the spiritual world, in a spiritual environment, when you say you're servant, you are the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. It doesn't matter what service you're given is equal to the Lord's eyes, you know. And on this auspicious day, I request everybody. I'm not a very philosophical person. I'm a very hearty person. And whatever is in my heart, I always feel that I can share with you. And if you have anything to add, please do.